Hello and welcome to another episode of Live Love by Design TV. As always, I have an amazing guest with me who I am sure you are going to love just as I do. It's Donna Ferguson and she is a rapid success therapist who assists women to become extraordinary. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? So welcome, Donna.
Thank you, Karen. Thanks so much. It's an honour to be here and I'm really blessed that you've accepted the offer and collaboration that we've got going on here. Thank you.
Oh, look, I'm just so glad that I said that you were actually a rapid success therapist and not a rapid sex therapist.
Because I would definitely not be helping with sex.
I reckon if you make them extraordinary, you'll be certainly helping them on that way as well.
Extraordinary.
Exactly. So you are, and you've got all of these amazing accreditations. I'm just going to read them. So you're a certified NLP practitioner, a published author, a block decoder, a psychic protection healer, and an alignment coach, And you use vibrational energy and process to allow instant shifts. So can we please put that into English for some of our viewers, please?
All of it? That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Look, and well on you with all your accreditations.
Sorry, how long?
No, well on you for getting all of
it. Oh, yeah. Look, you know, my life's journey's been pretty different, I suppose, and you know, I started late, but when I started looking into all these areas of, you know, first of all, NLP and how that works, and I wanted to do more work, and through doing that, I did a course in rapid success therapy, which creates really exactly what it says, instant shifts in people when you use certain processes, and similar to the hypnotherapy processes, but slightly different. So we do work under very similar processes as hypnotherapy. And then more recently, I went and did a psychic protection healing course, which was fascinating and really does delve into the number of links that are hanging on through even ancestry periods, I suppose. So it goes really generational, and when you can move those threads, boom. Wow. That's probably the best way to explain it. You just go in leaps and bounds.
Fantastic. So when you say instant success through the rapid therapy, what is instant? Is it today? Is it in a month? When do you actually see the benefits of that therapy?
When I was doing my courses in person, like in small group sessions, I would see these massive shifts in people within 2 hours. So from the morning when they walked into the room, they would, you know, try and have that confidence about them and walk in with, you know, not really knowing what was going to happen. And then during those first couple of hours before we had a morning break, you would see them literally release a lot of negativity. They would literally be standing taller by lunchtime, if not morning tea, and really move through the afternoon sessions with some fantastic new philosophies on what they wanted to do with their life. For instance, I had one lady who came in and had all her goals. She was massive on building her goals and creating goals and, you know, achieving her goals. Morning tea time, she said to me, I knew what my goals were when I came in. Now I don't, but I know it's exciting. And by the end of the day, she was like, now I know exactly where I want to be. So totally different turnaround, but that's just one person. They're not all like that. But you do see their strength and them lift and hold themselves with pride. And a lot of them have been through, you know, extraordinary journeys as well. So
you mentioned that you were a late bloomer into sort of the sort of areas of your business or even developing your own business. So what led you to actually feel that your life had taken you in a way that you needed to actually start a business like this?
Yeah, look, that's a great question, Karen. And I think like anybody that runs a business, particularly when it comes to health, well-being, spiritual, emotional kind of journey, we have all been through stuff. And at 21, I was married, and I married into a domestic violent marriage where the journey started with the violence very soon after the marriage. So it was less than a month, just short of a month after. And horrific circumstances on that particular night. But I don't want to dwell on that too much. And as I came out of that relationship 18 months later and taking the power away, I really started to feel like I wanted to do more with my life. And, of course, until you do the healing, the inner work, you really don't establish the connections with the right people. And I didn't grow up in a home where, you know, we're taught that, you know, you can have anything you want in life. You can, you know, create the goals that you want to be anything you want to be. Don't limit yourself to, you know, the safety of going out and getting a job and those sorts of things and the motivation.
Sorry, Donna, you did grow up in a home that actually gave you those values?
No. It was just, you know, we grew up with all the 60s, 70s, where Aussie battlers, money's hard to come by, all those sorts of things. So, you know, life was very ordinary for us growing up, and it wasn't a bad upbringing by any means, but it just didn't show those things. So I didn't have the tools and strategies or the connections with people to create that instant let's heal within and start moving forward. So I created more of the same and had another few bad relationships, not physically violent, but certainly, you know, there was some stuff going on there. And
do you feel that not having the tools, and did you take blame for all of those relationships? What did it become your fault, not theirs?
No, I certainly didn't take blame in that sense. I probably blamed myself for a lot that happened within myself after those relationships, but I certainly didn't blame myself for those relationships. They were choices I made, and we all have a choice.
Yes.
You know, and they were choices I made. So when I turned 40, I actually left a 12-year relationship and said, this is it. You know, it's time for me to really find out who I am and work with my, you know, with my inner self. And of course, you know, the teacher always turns up when the student's ready, you know, the old saying.
Yeah.
And so I came across a group that was very motivational and inspirational, and really the person that ran that, he became a mentor of mine. And for years I kind of followed that group and learned so much. But then I wanted to get into more spiritual kind of areas, because that really resonated with me more. And I wanted to help other women understand that they could be anyone that they want to be. They can be valued. They can be limitless, and they can be extraordinary in their own life, regardless of what their background is. And that's the reason I started to work with women.
Which is a good on you. And I personally work with women as well. I think it's sometimes it's easier having lived out, you know, as long as we have as a woman. And of course, reflecting back on our life, which is what the Live Love by Design is all about, is to focus on all of your life. So
yeah.
What do you feel when you're working with women? What holds them back? Or what is their number one fear?
Fear would probably be the number one fear. You know, they have these fears about so many things, and what other people think of them. You know, who are they going to upset by taking the path that they want to take? Then it moves into all other areas. I'm not good enough. I don't believe in myself. I don't value myself. I'm not worthy. I lack self-confidence. I'd never be able to do that. And this all comes from, not only their conditioning years, which is where I really start to work with women, yes. Right at the very beginning, and I go back as far as the womb if need be with some, in some cases, because there's stuff that goes on there that actually people are quite surprised when they realize, and then they understand that they've had conversations with their parents that they go, oh, that stuck with me for X number of years.
Interpreted them, haven't they?
Sorry?
They've normally misinterpreted those experiences.
Yeah, definitely.
Childlike perspective as opposed to an adult perspective.
That's it. And, you know, they would never have thought that those conversations would have affected them. But as we all know, when you have emotional experiences, they just layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. And when you have that same feeling emotionally when something happens, you're just stacking it up. And you've got to learn to really get to the root of that and break it out. And, you know, that's how we get the rapid success through the shifts that happen really quickly, by recognizing, understanding that whole life journey. And, you know, I don't do generational work, but I truly believe while I can do that with the psychic protection, I haven't utilized that so much because it's been a more recent thing. Yes. But I would love to do more work with that as well. But I know people who do that, and I'm happy to refer them to them as well while I focus on what I focus on. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite incredible, isn't it, that we don't realize that we do carry a lot of, I guess, beliefs and insights from our past, especially on our female side, all the way back, you know, like at least seven generations. And when you look back at to, you know, like our great-great-grandmothers and the times they lived in, it certainly was completely different to the times that we live in, like even in my lifetime, how different it's changed. So carrying those generational beliefs and, you know, that are very limiting can sort of, like we have them without even realizing that we have them. Like a lot of our beliefs aren't even our beliefs, are they? Aren't they?
No, that's exactly right. And that you've absolutely nailed that, Karen, because, you know, our parents and our grandparents and our, you know, our great grandparents and so forth, they all did the best job they could with what they had to offer. And, you know, don't be upset or angry with them about that, because that's not what it's about. It's about recognizing that, see, this is another area where women don't believe those beliefs can be changed, but it's simply an opinion. Mm. And you can change your opinion at any point in time. Yeah. And with the right tools and strategies, we can certainly, you know, work through that and have you understand exactly where that's come from. And know how to control that in the future. I'm not going to say that it's never going to come back, but you'll have the tools to be able to work with that and manage that in the future to stop those self-sabotage, procrastination. And people talk about the glass ceilings. You know, glass ceilings are invisible. You know, that's how I see it. How do you know there's a glass ceiling when you can't see it? And, you know, I've become really passionate about that phrase because, you know, people say, oh, no, I don't have any blocks or limits. Well, why aren't you taking your business to the next level like you want to? Well, you know, I'm probably just happy sitting here doing this. They change their minds. And what it is, you know, there's a limit there. Let's have a look at where that comes from and move through that. And, you know, refocus everything that's around you and about you to what your real passion and purpose is.
Which brings me to my next question, which has just come up actually through that conversation, is one of the pillars in the Live Love by Design is all about your wealth creation. Mm. Now, a lot of people don't realize their emotional attachment to money. They probably haven't even gone into it. Probably don't even realize that they may have a limiting belief around money. But a lot of the time, we also can put ourselves like a limit or a ceiling on how much we can earn. So busting through that ceiling is, I'm sure, something that you will assist your clients with. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And really, if they're already in business and, you know, I've helped, and one of the work it's something part of the work that I do, working with businesses who are stuck, and we refocus exactly what they're, where they're at, and we really drill into what they've got. And often people are packaging their information incorrectly to limit the way that they do it. And, you know, when you have, say, for example, somebody who runs a business where they're running all over town to make appointments and meeting with these people because they're working on behalf of somebody else, and then they find that, you know, they might get 4 appointments a day instead of what they could do like this through Zoom or through, you know, other means, they can do 6 or 8 of these appointments because they're not traveling, and all the initial inquiry stuff can be done up front, and then they package that as an initial inquiry, and then, you know, then they can bring that plus something else into the next part. And we went from having 3 prices, which were quite a lot of work for that person, to having 5 or 6 packages where even if they only took the bottom 3, she would have been earning more money than what she was with her top package. And it all came down to time and the way that she was actually, the way she could create it. Yeah. So those things, you know, people just don't realize that that's the block. It's about seeing outside that. And, you know, it's like anything, I suppose. We can all see that for other people. We don't always see it for ourselves. Yeah. And that's why I continually have work done with myself, inner work and healings and, you know, consultations with people who can actually enhance where I'm at, because I don't want to stop here. I want to keep going.
Exactly. And don't we all? But then that brings me back to another thing though, and I always love talking about Marianne Williamson, and one of the things that she says is most of us are actually really scared of actually being over successful by shining our light because of the beliefs of who am I to be that person?
Yeah, what gives me the right, you know, when, well, what gives me the right? I didn't go to university. I finished in year 10. I married into domestic violence. I lost my way along the way. I had another 2 really bad relationships. What gives me the right? What gives me the right is that all my life experiences and the work that I've done since then has enhanced my natural skills to create more for other women. So every woman was put on this earth to be extraordinary. Why are we sitting around being ordinary when there's so much more to life?
So true. And the good thing is, and we haven't even touched on this, that, you know, my second pillar, all about your relationship, you have found an amazing relationship, haven't you, after all of your trials and tribulations?
Oh, look, I was really blessed when I met my husband, who, and still does, literally worships the ground that I walk on. And, you know, we have really built a great life together, and we've been together now 18, 20 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
18 years we've been together, married for 14 in February. So, you know what? It's just been amazing. And where you can go from that when, where you can go from that when you've got somebody who truly supports you, you know, I've never had to be or put on being anyone other than myself. I've always been extremely true to myself. I haven't tried to impress him in any other way. Mind you, age comes with that as well. I was over 40 when I met him. So, you know, it's just, yeah, I mean, just being, when you find out who you are and you're true to yourself, then you can actually truly have a great relationship with somebody else and everybody else that comes into your life.
That's what I was going to say. Before you met your current husband, you had started to do the work on yourself, hadn't you? You had started taking the hard steps, looking in the mirror, figuring out who you are, figuring out who you wanted to be.
That's right, Karen. You know, that's such a big, important step. And, you know, get up every day, look at yourself in the mirror, tell yourself that you're enough. It'll feel weird to start with. But, you know, then one client that I've had, you know, she sent me a text message earlier this year, and she said, you know what, and she's been doing this for, she came to my course over 2 years ago, and she said, for the first time, Donna, I actually told myself I love myself, and I meant it.
Oh, wow, how beautiful is that?
That makes me cry.
Another saying I heard quite recently, which I feel is a little bit better than fake it till you make it. I think it's face it till you make it. Because the more you face where you're at, the more you'll design a better way of doing things. And then you feel fake in the process. Like, you know you're on the road to becoming who you so want to be.
That's true. And, you know, in the wording, when you look at fake it till you make it, well, you're not being authentic.
No.
Because you are faking.
Yeah, that's why I like face it till you make it.
So yeah.
My number one pillar is all about you. So how do you look after you? How do you have your downtime?
Wow, how do I have my downtime? Look, I really listen to my body. That's the first thing I would have to say. Because when it makes a noise, I have to understand.
I hope you don't mean a bottom burp.
No. Well, you know. But when your body is telling you stuff quietly, if you don't listen to it, it's going to start screaming at you, and it's all too late. You've got to do so much more work. So my downtime is I listen to my body, and come weekends, if, you know, I'm working in my office and I just go, you know what, I just can't think straight, it's time to go. Whether that's lunchtime, whether it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever time, I just go, you know what, it's time to wrap it up, because there's no point in continuing. I'm just going to push to the point, and I'll go and sit down and watch a movie with Graham.
Oh, and, that's so beautiful. Good on you.
Yeah, so we'll do that. Or, you know, we go and spend some time at the beach and paddle our feet and just in and reground. I have regular healings done every month to detach anything that might have come into my field during that month.
Yep. Just for our viewers, so that could be something like someone else's energies, or what sort of other things might come and attach themselves to you?
Yeah, look, it's energies, it's sometimes it's parasitic, sometimes it's, you know, when you push yourself, as we all do, because we know that there's certain things we have to achieve or want to achieve, we choose to achieve, you know, you really can have your guard down a little bit if you're a little bit tired, and you might walk into an area and haven't done your protection properly. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you know, that's, and I feel it immediately. I just go, oh my God, I haven't done it enough today. And I just felt that come on. And there's stuff that I can do to help myself. I also go to a kinesiologist once a month, to just keep my gut and everything else working well. And they help with vitamins and things to get rid of, you know, any bugs that I might have picked up. Because, you know, they're the things you don't actually realize you've got until it's too late. And then, you know, I've always had gut issues for many, many years. And I've been going to this kinesiologist for over 30 years now. And, you know, it really keeps me getting out of bed every day, I suppose, on a physical level. But, and mentally and emotionally and spiritually, it's about meditation. It's about being positive. It's about creating a space where I can actually feel happy doing what I'm doing. And the minute I don't, then, you know, it's time to sort of look at that.
Yes.
So there's many different things that you can do to create that, self-nurture and self-care. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's probably more things that I do that I just can't think of off the top of my head as well. I eat really well, like eat really clean. Obviously you can't do that when you go out a lot, but, you know, my eating habits at home are really, really clean because of the gut issues I've had as well. I have to be careful what I eat.
Yeah, which is perfect. And do you, just very quickly, do you do your house environment as well? Do you cleanse your house? Energy.
Yes, I do. I have a sage stick that I go through and just cleanse
Yeah.
From time to time, I feel energies in the house, and I feel in this particular home that we're in at the moment, there's some spirits that are around, and I see them flash out the corner of my eye, but they're all good. There's nothing here that is makes me feel uncomfortable, so I just, you know, I just let them be. But I do smudge from time to time when I feel a bad energy or when I feel that something's slipped. So very much so, we have crystals around. You know, I'm very big on feng shui, although if you saw my office desk at the moment, probably not so much. But yeah. So, you know, lots of little bits and pieces, yeah.
Now, that's perfect. And it fits so well in with the Live Love by Design, which is obviously why we're having a conversation today. So I believe that you've got a free gift for our viewers today.
I do, Karen. I've got a one-to-one raise your vibration session that I'm offering the listeners and viewers today. So we'll pop the links in, I guess.
I'll have the links below this video where they can not only get in contact with you but also download that free gift, which is fantastic.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm happy to do that. And if you're interested, you just need to answer those questions and then I'll email it back to me. Yeah. And I'm happy to set up a call with you. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. You know, we'll work a time out. So, yeah, I work with people all around the world, just so you know, and, you know, I can work around time zones, no problem.
Excellent. So what is the one thing that you want to be known for when you decide to leave this realm and go on to your next adventure?
Ah, yes, that's kind of exciting too, whatever that might be. I feel really good things about that. You know, it's really weird, but it's been really in my focus lately and I don't know why. I should get it out of my focus maybe. No, it's all in a good way. It's quite bizarre because I've consciously been thinking about those things. But what do I really want to be known for? I want to be known for, you know, I believe I was put on this planet this time around to create a cultural change with women. And, you know, by them demanding respect, by being respectful, by demanding cultural change, by creating that cultural change in a movement of women, and also by, you know, being valued, being limitless and being extraordinary every day. And, you know, I truly believe that women are such a force in numbers, and I want to create those numbers and move around the globe so that everybody can experience magnificence and extraordinary lives.
And I'm sure you will do it, Donna. I just think you're an extraordinary woman. I've heard your story. I've heard you speak on stage and I found you quite inspirational.
And thank you.
I'm really grateful that you had time to chat with us today.
It's been fun. And it definitely has been fun, Karen. So, you know, I love being able to help other women. So that's as you do, like, you know, that's what we're here for, and to be able to work together, such an honour. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for being our guest. And that's the key that you've just touched on there, is the fact that doing it together, it really is time that women actually raised each other. It's okay for us to say the men are keeping us down, but we're not only keeping ourselves down, we're also keeping other women down. And the more we actually bring everyone along and assist everyone, the more that we can actually have the movement that we all want to and desire.
Exactly. And you know what? We're not in competition with anyone, so let's just start supporting wholeheartedly with our emotional, physical, mental and spiritual being.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I always say, I'm only in competition with yesterday me. And
no, that's it.
Yes. Well, totally thank you again. And I am so grateful that you came along. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Karen. It's been absolutely great. I've loved it. Bye-bye.
And that is another episode of Live Love by Design TV. Don't you just love Donna Ferguson? She's the most extraordinary lady that I've met to actually move on from her initial relationships that were not ideal, that actually taught her that she could love herself. She could be anyone that she wanted to be. So much so that she could become a rapid success therapist that helps women to also become extraordinary. So make sure you take up her offer with the links that are just below this video and reach out to her on social media and make sure you send any woman her way who is ready to become extraordinary. Thank you, and I look forward to sharing another episode with you real soon.
Ha 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 ha!